हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ब्रह्मानन्दम् परमसुखदम् केवलम् ज्ञानमूर्तिम् द्वन्द्वातीतम् गगनसदृशम् तत्त्वमस्यादिलक्ष्यम् एकं नित्यं विमलमचलं सर्वधि साक्षिभूतं भावातीतं त्रिगुणरहितं सद्गुरुं तं नमामि। ओम भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवा भद्रं पश्येम मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वी स्टार्टेड् डूयिङ्ग् दि दुर्गा सूक्तम् एज़् अ प्रेयर् टु बिगिन् अवर् मुण्डकोपनिषद् क्लास् आफ्टर् ब्रेक् एण्ड् सूक्तम् यु नो इट्स् हिम् आफ् प्रेस् इस् सूक्तम् wherein whatever has been stated is well stated. And Durga, the word Durga is a feminine gender word and which is one of the names of the Lord, the whole, the universal natural law and order. The word Durga has many meanings and we have to understand all the meanings of the word Durga. Any insurmountable situation, the most difficult, distressing situation, the very, you know, the hard shape in life is Durga. It is like climbing onto a mountain, struggling, and just before reaching the end, you become so tired and weak and you cannot proceed anymore, nor can you give up. Okay, that is situation. Such a situation is called Durga. I mean, you have to continue to, you know, proceed further and you have to reach the end. You cannot give it up. Nor can you come back, no? So that is a such a situation is called Durga. So we say any insurmountable, really difficult situation is Durga. One meaning, okay? And other meaning is see whenever we come across, we face such difficulties, all that we need is Bhagavan's grace. And we need the power to overcome any difficult situation. The power to, overcome, to accept, to digest any pain. We need the power to overcome this difficult situation, overcome obstacles, overcome hurdles, accept and then be with or put up with most distressing situation. That power is that something very important we need. And when we pray, through our prayer, by our prayer, we can seek Bhagavan's grace, and Bhagavan's grace can really help us find our own hidden reserves of strength and fortitude, and the power to manage that difficult situation. Okay? So Bhagavan's grace can, the prayer can help us win Bhagavan's grace, which will help us find our own hidden reserves of strength and fortitude, to manage, to overcome that situations, to stand the situation. So this is one of the aspects of now glories of Bhagavan, one of the glories of Bhagavan. How Bhagavan is glorious? The one whose grace can help us discover our own hidden reserves of strength to manage any hardship in life. This is one of the glories. So Bhagavan as the one who has the glory of helping one discover one's own hidden reserves of strength and fortitude to manage one's difficult situation is said to be Durga. Understand? This is another meaning for the word Durga. And Durga is also personification or the visualized form of the infinite wielding power of Ishvara, the female.
Which power?
Infinite wielding power, the creative power, the Maya Shakti. Here I am giving you the meaning of the word Durga. Durga, we think only of the female form which you worship. Durga is a name of the Lord, and which is a feminine gender word. And we have a symbol, the personification of Durga, okay, as a woman, as a female person. It's a personification. That Durga as a female person is only personification of that creative, infinite creative, you know, the wielding power of Ishvara. Durga, we say. And Durga means also one who removes all one's problems, no? It's also Durga. Dukkha Nivarani Durga. Dukkham Gamayati Iti Durga. You have all these words. But we say, when we say all these devis in all the temple with the different names, they're all different devis with different murtis, the different forms and different names, all stand for one devi. Okay? We have the Kamakshi, Vishalakshi, we have no problem. Actually, it's easy to understand only concept of Ishvara. Durga is Ishvara. All of them. See, what I'm saying, all these different deities, we have Saraswati, Lakshmi, Kali, and we have the Kamakshi, Vishalakshi, all these things we say, the Vaishnavi, all these devis are nothing, different names with different forms, but all stand for one creative power, infinite power of Ishvara. The Maya Shakti, which is inseparable. Okay, and which you can't just see it. There's no such thing called separately, which has no independent existence. That is Durga. We'll see that later on. Anyway, you understand here. This is what is Durga. So now here, when you say Durga Sukta, Durga means here Ishvara. When you invoke Ishvara, you are invoking the grace of the Ishvara. And in worship, we have threefold karmas. Worship is itself is a karma. It's an action. It's a ritual. Okay? Worship, when it's a ritual, is a karma. It's an action. Understand? Worship is a ritual and worship is a karma, therefore. And worship can involve threefold actions. Threefold karmas together constitute worship. It can be kayikam karma, it is vachikam karma, and manasam karma. Kayakam karma, when you say it involves physical activity. So, of course, kayakam karma, any physical activity is kayakam karma. So, worship also can involve what? A kayakam karma. Like we in India, we bow to the Devi. Even in churches here, you bend, kneel down, you do this, all kayakam karma only. It's all kayakam karma. So, in India, we bow to, we prostrate. The ladies do Panchanga Namaskaram and men do Ashtanga Namaskaram. Eight angas, eight parts of the body will touch the ground, floor. It's called Sa Ashtanga Namaskaram, Sa Ashtanga Namaskaraha. Falling flat like a stick, danda. It's called dandaha, dandavat pranamaha. And then women do, because women's physical structure is different, so we have to Panchanga Namaskaram. The head, shoulders and the knees that we touch and then Namaskar. And then also all sorts of cooking and then do offering, naivedyam, etc., all involve kayakam karma. Physical activity. The form involves the physical activity here. Kayakam karma. And vachikam karma, when you say, vachika means oral activity. So in worship, what sort of oral activity can be there? Doing parayanam. What is parayanam? It is a verbal expression of prayer, you know. Verbally expressing one's prayer. Suppose it's a verbal prayer. It's a oral activity. Then recitation. I mean reciting, chanting the hymns of praise. Or praise which also imply prayers. No? Vachikam karma. And manasam karma means mentally chanting the name of the Lord, like the japam. Japam can be oral, japam can be manasam. Vachikam japaha or manasam japaha. Manasam japaha, mentally chanting the name of the Lord, chanting a mantra, is as good as meditation. In a way, it's a pre-preparation for meditation. It is manasam karma. And mentally you can chant any mantra, any shloka, anything. It's a manasam karma. Okay, it's a meditation, it's manasam. And so this threefold karma are involved in, this worship. So reciting, the suktams, is in a way, it's a vachikam karma. And especially reciting this suktam will definitely help one, find strength. All that we know, the strength we need to accept the situations and to put up with situations, to overcome difficulties and hardships and hurdles, definitely it is very good to chant Durga Suktam. I'm not saying, is it Phalashruti or Durga Suktam, which is said in the Veda itself. Understand? So we are doing Durga Suktam here. So tarase tarase namaha.
Tarase namaha.
So here we have come across already two names of the word Lord, okay? The words which mean the Lord, the whole. First word is Jatavedaha. Jatavedaha sa sakaranta shabdaha. It is a Jatavedase, okay? Jatavedaha again, the one who is the origin of the Vedic wisdom, the one from whom the Vedas have come into being, originated. Jataha Vedaha Yasmat Saha Jata Vedaha. I told you. And the next word also means the Vedaha. No? The word Vedaha means the text Vedaha. We have the Vedaha, but here Vedaha means the all-knowing Ishwaraha. All-knowing the Lord. The Lord who is the omniscient, all-knowing Lord is indicated by the word Vedaha. Lord, who is the Lord? Knowledge itself is the Lord. Vedaha means knowledge. The Lord who is the pure knowledge, who is source of knowledge, okay, origin of knowledge, therefore all forms of knowledge. Therefore you say Vedaha. So Jata Vedaha, one word, name of the Lord, and Vedaha is another name of the Lord, and Durga is the third name of the Lord here. And we have to go to the next mantra now. Tam Agnivarnam,
Tam Agnivarnam,
Tapasa Jalantim, Tapasa Jalantim, Vairochanim, Se Namaha,
Tarase Namaha.
Again, Taras is a word. Taras means one who helps to cross the ocean of samsara, is understood. One who helps to cross, all these sins, the one who helps to cross the ocean of samsara is Taras. One who helps to cross is Taras. And Tarase, if you go and search for the meaning of this word in dictionary, you cannot find it. Okay? Because the word, it has come from the root thru, not that. It's a Vedic usage. So Tarase Namaha. Salutations unto the Lord, okay, Durga, Vedaha, Jata Vedaha, okay, and who alone can help us cross the ocean of samsara. That is the meaning there. Let us go to the next mantra. Agne Tvam Paraya,
Agne Tvam Paraya.
So there ends the second mantra, okay. Suppose ॐ जातवेदसे सुनवामसो मम राति यतो निदहाति वेदः स नः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वानावेव सिन्धुं दुरितात्यग्निः. फस्ट् मन्त्र. सेकेण्ड् मन्त्र. तामग्निवर्णाम् तपसा ज्वलन्तीम् वैरोचनीम् कर्म फलेषु जुष्टाम् दुर्गाम् देवीम् शरणमहम् प्रपद्ये सुतरसि तरसे नमः. इट् इस् सेकेण्ड्. थर्ड् मन्त्र. अग्ने त्वम् पारय, अग्ने त्वम् पारय अस्मान् स्वस्तिभिरति, अस्मान् स्वस्तिभिरति. दट् थकार केन् बि लेफ्ट् सैलेण्ट् आल्सो. अस्मान् स्वस्तिभिरति, अस्मान् स्वस्तिभिरति दुर्गाणि विश्वा. सो वि सा जातवेदसे सोमम् सुनवाम. So we extract the juice of Soma creeper for Jatavedas, for Bhagavan. And Arati, Vedaha Aratiyataha Nidahati. See, Vedaha, the all omniscient, all knowing, the Lord, Aratiyataha, okay, enemies, all our enemies in the form of our own negative tendencies, Nidahati, destroys for good, destroys without leaving any trace behind. That's the literal meaning. That means when you say Vedaha, so the source of knowledge, one who is all-knowing alone can blesses with all knowledge, blesses with knowledge of reality, thereby all the enemies can be resolved for good. Son of Parsh, see here when you say Vedaha Aratiyataha Nidahati, now when you say that, the Lord destroys all the enemies, all internal enemies, you know, destroys for good, destroys without leaving any trace behind, means how does Lord destroy all the enemies in you? So you hear Vedaha. When you say Lord destroys, means Lord, by blessing us, you know, by conferring upon us the grace, you know, which will help us discover the reality, blessing us with the knowledge. Only in the wake of the knowledge, see, all the enemies can be resolved for good. See, in fact, we say all of what are all the enemies, if we line up all the enemies, Shad Ripavaha. We have six enemies. You know, six enemies, who are they? Shad Arihi. Shat Arayaha. Arihi means enemy. Now here aratiyataha means enemies. No? The word aratiyataha, aratiyato nidaha tivedaha, means aratiyataha means enemies. And so enemies, we have arihi, another word for aratihi. Okay, enemy, and sorry, enemy, we say arihi. And shat arayaha, so shat arihi, enemy, Arayan Harihi, okay? Arihi Arayaha. Six enemies. We have one more word, Ripuhu. Ripuhu also means enemy. Ripuhu. Ripu. Ripu. First pa, okay? Ripuhu means enemy. Arihi also means enemy. So we say there are six enemies. Now, Shat Arayaha. Or Shat Ripavaha, we say Shadaraya, Shad Arayaha and Shad Ripavaha. That, you know, Shat becomes Shad. And who are they? Kamaha, Krodaha, Lobaha, Mohaha, Madaha and Matsariyam. You know? So, this Kamaha, what is this Kamaha? Why do you call it enemy? Is that nothing undesirable actually? See, anything which prevents you from being yourself, no, being your good self, anything which, no, which distracts you from being yourself is what? Anything disturbs your swarupam, anything which, you know, disturbs your comfort, anything which causes unhappiness is, which prevents you from discovering your happiness. Understand? Is arihi. That's all. Enemy. Enemy means, according to Shastram, enemy, who is the enemy? Anything, anybody, which distracts from being yourself, diverts from being yourself, affects your very being, no, the origin, and prevents you from discovering your happiness, prevents you from discovering the truth, is enemy. Anything which distracts you from living a life of dharma is also enemy. They're all enemies. There's no other enemy. Okay? And who are they? Kamaha. Kamaha here means what? Desire. Don't take this pleasure here. A desire. Kamaha. Krodaha, anger. Lobaha, greed. 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 Mohaha, delusion. And madaha, pride. Matsaryam, jealousy, envy. Pride. Matsaryam. Matsaryam. So these six, we don't say these six should not be there. These six are bad. We don't say anything. These six are naturally there. Okay, where do these six stay? Wherever, where there is ignorance, okay, there will be these six. Something wrong. Where there is darkness, where there is no light, there is darkness. Where there is darkness, it is implied there is no light. So there is nothing wrong with darkness, nothing wrong with light. See, what is needed for you, light or darkness, it's, we have to choose. So these six are there. These six will be there where there is ignorance. Ajnanam. These are the sixfold enemies. Shadripavaha. And then so we say these six cannot be destroyed for good. Understand? These six cannot be destroyed for good. Why? Because you have not created these enemies. you have no say over these enemies. Then they cannot be destroyed for good. Understand? So we don't need to feel bad about. Suppose it's like if you pick up headache, you don't pray for a headache, okay? Oh, I want headache. Oh, Bhagavan, please bless me with the headache or backache or neck pain. We don't pray for it. It just, no, it happens. Some disorder causes some pain. Any pain in expression of order being disturbed. In any system, any pain, any ache, any discomfort is an expression of the order being disturbed. Satyam. Okay? Yeah, order being disturbed or troubled. Then there is some disorder. There's a disorder. Any pain is an disorder. That's all. So this is all, these are all there. So they're all naturally there. So we have no say over undoing them by ourselves. But as long as they are there, they affect our peace and joy and happiness. They cause pain. They cause hurt. They affect our well-being. That's why they're enemies. So they affect our well-being, emotional and physical. But they are there, but they cannot be destroyed for good by ourselves, because we have not, it's like how external pain is there, they are all there as internal emotional problems. Like physical problems are there, they are all there as mental problems, psychological problems. Even normal person also, they are there. We don't talk about the mad, insane, abnormal people. Even in normal human being also, these problems are naturally there. The sixfold enemies are there. But how can they be resolved for good? They cannot be destroyed, but they can be resolved for good. For which one needs to be blessed with the knowledge of the truth. And who can bless the knowledge of the truth? The all-knowing Ishvara. We need Bhagavan's grace. Therefore, Vedaha, when you say Vedaha means knowledge, it's a noun. Vedaha also means Lord, the pure knowledge, Lord, the omniscient, the source of knowledge, is implied by this word Vedaha. Vedaha, okay, the all-knowing Ishvara, blessing us with the knowledge of the truth, helps us resolve all the sixfold enemies for good. So, Vedaha alone, Nidahati, destroys without leaving any trace behind. Understand, there is no trace behind afterward. Once it's resolved, without leaving a trace behind, so Nidahati completely destroys all our enemies. This is by praising this, the prayer is simple. Oh Lord, please bless me with the knowledge, the clarity, thereby which alone can help me resolve these, the thoughts in my mind. We can undo them. Don't need to feel bad about them. That's what we say here. Sanav parshadati durgani vishwana veva sindundunitatyagnihi. And for that knowledge to take place, and we need what again? All the obstacles in gaining the knowledge has to be removed. Therefore, here we say agnihi. Again, agnihi, I told you this has two meanings. One meaning is the fire, other meaning is Ishwaraha. Agre nayati sarvam iti agnihi. You want the forerunner of the universe. No? Agre nayati. Agre nayati. Agre stitva nayati. Remaining as the foremost cause, one who leads everything. No? Agre nayati iti agnihi. So agnihi, the Lord, the forerunner, the foremost cause of the universe, helps us cross the ocean of samsara by helping us overcome all obstacles, like the ship helps us cross the ocean. That's the meaning we saw in the previous class. No? We had to go to the next mantra now. And we also said, Aham Sharanam Prapadye, Aham Durgam Devim Sharanam Prapadye. I bow to the Lord who alone can remove all my difficulties, no, and who is self-effulgent. I bow to that Lord. I take refuge in that Lord. And who is Agnivarna Tapasa Jolanti Vairochani Karma Phalesha Jushta. We saw all this, the meanings of all those words.
Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa poscha prithvi bahulana urvi bhavato kayatanaya yashayo.
I tell you, without praying, okay, there's no spirituality. The basic, the foundation for any spirituality is the prayer first. No? Should be that. So here this mantra, that is a beautiful prayer, and you ask for artha and also kama, not only for yourself, also for the future generation which is going to come. So here agne
tvam paraya navyo navyo asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa.
So here ends the first prayer. Okay, agne. So O Lord, agne, agnihi ikarantaha pullingaha agni shabdaha tasya sambodhana pratamayam ekavachane agne iti rupam. No? So when you say agne, hey agne, O Lord, O foreigner of the universe, when you say agne, you know the meaning anyway already, agnihi. Tvam, you, O Lord, you, no, who which you, navyaha, you see, navyaha, navyo is there, navyo, make it navyaha. Navyaha means nutanaha, nitya nutanaha. Navyaha is equal to, or Acharya gives the bhasha meaning, I mean the Veda Bhashyam, in Veda Bhashya it's a Navyaha, here means Nitya Nutanaha. Nitya Nutanaha means what? Ever fresh and young. Okay? The Lord never gets old. Okay? Ever young. What does it mean? See, all the manifestations, names and forms, they come into being, they exist for some time, and they disappear for good. They completely disappear, the forms disappear, and between this coming into existence and disappearing also, the form undergoes so many changes, and they don't look as fresh as they are in the beginning. No age, no shrink. No, because shrunk, and all the changes take place. That is how everything is. Everything ages. Everything becomes old and old and older and older and older. But only one thing which remains ever fresh. That is why Pura Navaha, Puranaha. Bhagavan has also called Puranaha. Purana means we say ancient legends. But Puranaha, Bhagavan's name also. Puraj. Beginningless. How old it is? Beginningless. The most ancient, when you want to say, beginningless is the most ancient. Understand? And Navaha, ever fresh, but ever new. Pura Navaha iti Puranaha. This word you may come across in Bhagavad Gita, word Puranaha. So, here Navyaha. Navyaha nitya notanaha, ever fresh. Because there's no beginning, no end, no changes, etc. Therefore, we say Navyaha. Agne Tvam Navyaha. Okay, Agne Tvam Navyaha. O ageless forerunner of the universe, Lord. You want to say that, okay? Tvam Navyaha. Agne Tvam Navyaha. The words have to go like that. The proverb has to be like that. Paraya. Paraya. Paraya is Vedic usage. Paraya. No, paraya means cross, help us cross. So param means other side of life, other side of the ocean, other side of the river, the bank. Is it called param? We say parangataha. In Sanskritam, we always say parangataha. Parangataha means what? One who has crossed. And Vidya Parangataha means what? One has studied very so much. One has profound knowledge, no? It's a Vidya Parangataha, we say that. So Parangataha means one who has crossed. So Param means other side of the ocean, a river, bank, or other end of life. We say Param. So Paraya means help us, no? Paraya, help, not us is not mentioned there. Asman Paraya. You see the word Asman, us. Agne, Tvam, Navyaha, Asman, Paraya. Not only Paraya, the word Ati, Swasti, Bhirati, you have to take Ati from there. Agne, Tvam, Navyaha, Asman, Paraya. Ati, Paraya. Can you see that? Ati should go with the Paraya. The Ati Paraya together mean help us cross. Okay, help us cross Durgani Vishwa. Vishwa Durgani. See, Vishwa Durgani. Durgani Vishwa. You have to take that word. Vishwa means all. Durgani, all obstacles and difficulties and hurdles. All obstacles and hurdles, Vishwa Durgani, help us overcome all the obstacles, thereby help us cross the ocean of samsara, help us reach the goal of life. This is the meaning. This much meaning you have to give for this. It's a prayer here. It's a nice prayer. Agne Tvam Navyaha Asman Durga Vishwa Durgani Ati Paraya. Okay, one more word is there. What is that? Swasti Bihi. Swasti, see, listen. Swastihi means, Swastihi means is a feminine gender word which means auspiciousness. Okay, Swastihi. Auspiciousness, Mangalam, no, Kalyanam, is the meaning. But here Swasti also means a word of blessing, benediction. So Swasti Bhi, when you say with benedictions, with words of blessings. Okay, so what should you take now? O forerunner of the universe, ageless, ever young forerunner of the universe, bless us with the words of benedictions, confer upon us benedictions, and help us overcome all hurdles and obstacles, thereby help us cross the ocean of samsara and reach the goal of life. Have understood now? This much you have to add, supply words, understand. You can't, that's a Vedic. So how will you say here, He Agne, He is not there, I'm saying. Because He Agne, Tvam Navyaha, Asman, Swasti Bhihi, Vishwa Durgani, Atiparaya. Okay? And how much is implied there? You don't have many words there. Is it clear? You can say after me.
He Agne,
Tvam Navyaha, Asman, Swasti Bhihi, Vishwa Durgani, Atiparaya. This is the correct prose order, okay? This much meaning you had to make out. Atiparaya, help us reach the goal of life. Accomplish the goal of life. Help us cross. How? By helping us overcome all obstacles, hurdles. How? With benedictions. Understand? This is the meaning. This is a prayer here. And suppose, and prayer is a karma, everybody prays. One who is distressed also is praying. Okay? And one who seeks artha kama also prays to the Lord. Okay, and one jigyas also prays to the Lord. Jnani also is praying to the Lord. In fact, Jnani need not pray for anything. Why? Jnani does not lack anything. Jnani is free from inadequacy, free from limitations. Jnani is free from needs. And Jnani would have resolved all his desires. So Jnani need not pray for anything. But still Jnani also pray. Jnani can pray for what? Pray for the well-being of everything else. Understand? That's all, Jnani. But here we say Jignasu can pray for a Jnanam. Artharthi can pray for, you know, security and pleasures. And this Arthaha can pray for the removal of distress. Artha does not know, okay? Artha is highly distressed devotee and he can pray only for removal of the distress. Okay, he is suffering a lot. He wants to be relieved of the sufferings he has. He is Artha. No? But here, the one, Agne Tvam Paraya Navyo Asman Swasti Bhirati Durgani Vishwa. To pray that, one must be Jignasuhu. Understand? So here, that's why this prayer is very effective. This, I don't say this, Durga Sukta Parayanam really helps a lot. Don't ask me how and why, okay? But it's said it is a very, very powerful mantra. Agne Tvam Paraya Navyo Asman Swasti Bhirati Durgani Vishwa. Agne, here you're asking for Jnanam. You're asking for, specially Jnanam. Understand. Why? Because it is very well said, please help us reach the goal of life. Help us accomplish the goal of life. Help us overcome the, you know, cross the ocean of samsara. And in order to overcome the ocean of cross the ocean of samsara, and in gaining knowledge, there may be so many obstacles in gaining knowledge. The lack of clarity, the pratibandhas, and then vagueness, and you know, the mind is not subtle, the gross mind, the teacher is saying something, we understand something, something goes above, and our own lot of other thinking. Our own thinking, no, because we're helpless here. We know the value of knowledge, we know the knowledge is the means for moksha, and we're interested in moksha, we want to accomplish the goal of life, and we really are committed to the pursuit of knowledge. We also make efforts to study the Upanishads or Gita, and we are committed to the pursuit of knowledge. In spite of that, still jnana may not take place because of the pratibandhas. Why? Because our exposure, our past life, our present connections and past connections, our own subconscious will create a lot of new doubts and new things. Always, you know, there is lack of readiness to accept what the teacher says. Because of the doubt which arises in mind, we're helpless. Everybody, whoever doubts, whoever has doubts, and whoever comes out with doubts, whoever doesn't find clarity, it is not because of sometimes the teacher lacks clarity, so problem may be there. Okay, but sometimes, most of the times, even the Shastram is very clearly, explicitly clearly said also. Sometimes, every mind has its own, the problems, pratibandhas, obstacles. Therefore, they all have to be removed. Therefore, He Agne, Tvam Navyaha, Asman, Swastivihi, with benedictions. Now, confer upon us benedictions, words of blessings, that may help us overcome all hurdles and obstacles, and thereby help us cross the ocean of samsara, help us reach the other end of the goal of life. It's a nice prayer, okay? And so it's a jignyasu's prayer, a thoughtful person's prayer, an intelligent person's prayer is said here. Then, so Veda makes it very clear in the next sentence. If you are a mumukshu, you only then you can ask for jnanam. Understand? If you are not a mumukshu, if you do not know the value of moksha, what moksha means all about. Moksha is happiness. Understand? If you do not know moksha, and definitely all that what you seek in life is moksha, if it is not clear, you cannot be a mumukshu. Moksham icchati yaha. No? Saha mumukshu. One cannot become a mumukshu. Unless you know the connection between jnanam and moksha also, you cannot know the value of knowledge, then you cannot become a jignyasuhu. One can become a mumukshu, but one may not become a jignyasuhu. Becoming a mumukshu, one has to become a jignyasuhu, one who wants to know. One who wants to know the reality, the truth, jignyasuhu. Understand? Only when you become a jignyasuhu, you ask for this, you know, you seek, this is your prayer. As a mumukshu, as a jignyasu, one's prayer will be Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti virati durgani vishwa. Then a jignyasu definitely asks for jnanam and moksha. That's not mean he should not ask for arthakamas. Understand? You can comfortably pursue your knowledge only if you are blessed with other things. Your mind should be free from distractions. Your own, because it's very difficult to take attention away from all responsibilities, shirk responsibilities, and you can't just simply go for your things. Yeah, that is, you can go. If you are so committed to the pursuit of knowledge, that is what is real sannyasa, viraktihi. Just leave behind everything and go for jnanam. But still, it is not possible. We are still emotionally, we are weak people. We have attachments and we can't do that. Understand? So better live this, be with the life, live this life, and you have to settle everything. You have to be free from other encumbrances also, for which one has to ask for artha and kama also. So next thing is said here, Pust agne tvam pa, say no, agne tvam paraya. Tvam paraya navyo
navyo asman swasti bhirati asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa durgani vishwa.
Next is in this other prayer.
Pushcha prithvi bahulana urvi bahulana urvi bhava bhava tokaya tokaya tanayaya shayoho tanayaya shayoho.
All the Indian grandparents and parents will be doing this prayer. And I think you also should do this year. This is a typical, you know, Indian prayer. You know, Puhu, Pushcha. If you see, so the first prayer is Jigyasu's, Mukshu's and Jigyasu's prayer. As a Mukshu, as a Jigyasu, first you pray for Jnanam and also you pray for other things, okay? So here next prayer you ask for other things, prosperity. So Puhu Cha. Cha means and. And Puhu means what? A place of residence. Okay? Puhu stands for residence here. It's a Vedic, absolutely Vedic. Okay? Puhu residence. And Prithvi literally means earth, Mother Earth. But here it means land. Landed property, okay? Don't think funny, okay? It's a very important thing. You ask for land. Puhu, residence. Place of residence. Prithvi, land. Prithvi. And Bahula. Bahula, here is adjective here. Spacious, big. Abundance. The word of Bahula in this context means three. Big, huge, spacious, abundance. All these words are meant here. Meant by this word Bahula. Na. Naha. For us. Okay. Naha means na. Naha. It is actually Urvi. Urvi also means Bhumihi. But Urvi means here agricultural fields. See, Prithvi means simply lands. Okay. But here Urvi stands for agricultural holdings. Fields. Then, it's understood, okay? That's all. We have to understand the meaning. Pushcha, see, Bahula, Pushcha, Prithvi, Urvi, Naha. That's all the meaning is there. You have to make out. O Lord, please bless us with spacious big residence, big lands, and also agricultural holdings. Be intelligent, okay? You have to work hard to earn these things, but it's not enough. If you work hard, you also seek Bhagavan's grace. We don't want all these things, Adiji things. I don't want all these things. But still, Bhagavan, no, we need all these things. It's all typical Indian parents will ask for all these things, okay? I think you'll also ask for all these things. Pushcha prithvi bahula, because proper grihastha. And as a vanaprasthi, he'll ask for all these things. As a grihastha, he'll ask for all these things. Pushcha prithvi bahulana urvi. Pushcha prithvi bahulana urvi. Why I'm teaching this? Not only you are asked naha. Then, tokaya tanayaya. So bless us all. O Lord, please bless us with spacious big residence and lands and agricultural holdings. And then, tokaya. Bless our, and also for our children. Tokaha means children, and Tanayaha means, Tanayaha literally means son. But here it means, and their children. Please bless us with all these things, bless our children with all these things, and bless their children also with all these things. I don't want the whole future, no, the perpetuation of these families. No, none of my few generation people should suffer in life. All of them should be blessed with everything. It's a good prayer, isn't it? You all should do that.
very comprehensive.
Yeah.
Nobody wants agricultural land.
Foolproof.
Hmm?
Nobody wants agricultural land.
Yeah, if that's it, if we don't get basmati here in the shops, and then we will all pray for that.
Yes.
Even if, okay, as long as somebody is exporting and then we are able to buy, you don't think of agricultural lands. Even if we don't hold it, people who have it should be able to produce and export it, so we should be able to go and buy it. We don't need to have the seeds. We don't think agricultural lands means we should have the own the lands. We should enjoy the benefits of holding, the agricultural property. You don't need to have agricultural property, holdings. How will you eat? I mean, the couscous, how will you get? Somebody has to have wheat, grow wheat and everything. That's why asking for agricultural prop holdings means you don't directly ask for agricultural holdings. All the agricultural products you need for life. That's all implied there. We don't need simply ask for the whole land. Of course, because nowadays people are very lazy to work. Nobody wants to hold because very difficult to maintain agricultural. I know that difficulty what we're facing in India. Very difficult to get the laborers and very difficult to get things done, and we never take money we invest in the lands. Very, it's a big loss we face. I know. I am from that background. I know all those things. But what I'm saying, very difficult to maintain. Now recurring expenditure, that's a different thing. But generally, we pray for agricultural holdings means we may be blessed with all the agricultural products in abundance. Mm-hmm. No? Because, see, very thoughtful prayer, very, very thoughtful prayer. What shall we eat? Mm. No? That's why I tell you, we have to specially pray for this. Only then you can avoid all recessions. We have to do this prayer. You see, not only for our own things. Generally, people may not think, oh, poochcha prithvi bahulana urvi, what big prayer. It's not very, express. We may think, in fact, it's very, very, very profound. Poochcha prithvi bahulana urvi. Wherever people go through recession, they have to pray this. In all the countries, all the people, everywhere, people should read this. Poochcha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava toka yatanaya yashayoho. Not only your own children, their children, future generation, all the children. Generally, you can pray. Future children also, future citizens of the society, why should they suffer? You can pray for them. Nothing wrong. It's a good prayer, isn't it? But generally in India, very, very, very selfish. Okay? My children and their children, they all should have all these things. We do this prayer. This can be done as a general prayer. It's a good thing. All of you should do that for your children.
Is it the same prayers that Subramani Bhadi
has done? Kani Nilambha? Yeah. It means, yeah, a little bit. He always takes the Vedic vision, the ideas written in Vedas, and then he puts it in Tamil. Yeah. He asked for Kani, but here, he asked for so much, Bahula. Ask for more. What is there? How much are you blessed with? Something is better than nothing. Pushcha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava toka yatanaya yashayoho. Tokaha means offspring, child. Literally it means. So children in general. So bless us with all these things. Okay? And bless our children with all these things. And bless their children also with all these things. Pushcha prithvi bahulana urvi. Okay, naha is there. Pushcha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava toka yatanaya yashayoho. Then bhava, is bhava. May you be. And then shayoho. Shayoho, we have to see. Shayoho is very Vedic usage again. Sham stands for prosperity, auspiciousness, and yoho stands for adversity. The removal of adversity. So, shayoho bhava means, may you be the one who blesses with the prosperity and removes the adversity. Shayoho bhava. Sham stands for, the prosperity. So may you be the one who blesses us with the prosperity. May you be the one who removes our adversity. Removes our you know, poverty, yoho. Sham and yoho, you have to understand separately. This is purely Vedic. You can't find this anywhere. Shayoho bhava. So, O Lord, please bless us, bless our children and their children with all these things, and please bless them with prosperity, bless them with joy and happiness. Prosperity implies all forms of wealth, and remove their poverty, and poverty in terms of everything, not in terms of wealth, poverty in terms of, you know, knowledge, poverty in, you know, in terms of all that they need in life. Remove their adversities.
Agne tvam, agne, agne tvam paraya, tvam paraya, navyo, navyo, asman, asman, swasti bhirati, swasti bhirati, durgani vishwa, durgani vishwa, poscha prathvi, bahulana vurvi, bahulana vurvi, bhava, bhava, tokaya, tokaya, tanayaya shayoho, tanayaya shayoho, vishwanino, vishwanino, durgaha, durgaha, jata veda sindunna,
jata veda sindunna,
nava,
nava,
duritati parshi, duritati parshi, vishwanino, vishwanino, durgaha, durgaha, jata veda, sindunna nava, sindunna nava, duritati parshi, duritati parshi.
Same thing is repeated here, I mean another prayer. He jata vedaha, durgaha jata vedaha. If you see that, Vishwani means all, naha us, naha, no, no, it becomes naha, naha means asman, naha us, whereas durgaha, durga, I told you the difficulty, obstacles, durgaha, no, durgam apaharati durgaha, the one who removes all obstacles. The remover of obstacles is said to be Durgaha. Remover of obstacles, remover of, you know, difficulties is Durgaha. Durgaha, Jata Vedaha. Jata Vedaha is the Lord. So the Lord, O Lord, Lord, the remover of obstacles. O Lord, you are the remover of obstacles. Therefore, Naha Vishwani. Naha Vishwani, no, all our problems. Vishwani means all. We understand Durita sins. Vishwani Durita, okay? All our sins. The Vishwani, the Durita should go with Vishwani. O Lord, Jata Vedaha, you are the remover of all obstacles, and remove all our Naha, our. Naha also means Asman, Naha also means Asmakam. Naha, Vishwani Durita, all our sins. Duritam means Papam. Duritani, Papani. But here in Vedic, it is said not Duritani, is not mentioned as Durita. Vishwani Durita, don't ask me why, okay? Vishwani Durita, all our Papani. Then Atiparshi. No, Atiparshi. If you say Atiparshi, Atiparshi, may you protect. Help us cross, thereby protect. That is the meaning. Help us overcome, thereby protect. It's very expressive, I mean, it's a very small word to mean. help us overcome, thereby protect us. How? He says, Sindhum na nava. We have to see Sindhum na. Na, there, na means eva. Sindhum means ocean. No? And Sindhum plus na becomes what? Sindhun na. Understand? That na actually there in this context, na means eva. Sindhum eva. Sindhun na should be understood as Sindhum eva. Okay? Sindhum eva, like, you know, ocean. Nava eva. Sindhum eva nava. So, nava Sindhum eva. Just as the ship, you know, just as we help the ocean with the ship, just as the ship helps us cross the ocean, please help us cross the ocean of samsara, help us all overcome all the sins, thereby protect us. So repeat it. Huh? Yeah. Have you understood now? Because very, very, very brief, very code, no? You can't find too many words. Yeah, very succinct. They won't say too many things. Vishwani, no? So we have to say this now. Durgaha Jata Vedaha, O Lord, remover of all obstacles. Vishwani Durita Atiparshi, help us overcome, cross all the sins and difficulties, thereby protect us. Okay? Just as we, you know, the ship helps us cross the ocean. Sindhum nava eva vishwani durita atiparshi.
We already said that once too, right? We already said that once in the first.
We repeated it here. Yeah. This is sometimes the Veda mantras we just repeat. See, mantras are revealed, no? We can't say as they came to their mind, just they have expressed. That is why we have timeless shastra. We can't say why now that. Now here this say it now. Pushcha prithvi, pushcha prithvi, bahulana urvi, bahulana urvi, bhavatoka yatanaya yashayoho, bhavatoka yatanaya yashayoho, vishwanino. Vishwanino Durgaha Durgaha Jatavedasindunnanava Duritati Parshi. See, the Dati Parshi is very interesting. Now help us overcome, thereby protect.
Agne atrivan manasa grinano svakam bodhyavita tanunam.
So here is again another prayer. Agne, O Lord, the forerunner of the universe. Agne Atrivan. See, another name for the Lord is Atrivan. Trivan means Trivan. Now, Trivat. Like Gunavat. No? Gunavat, Bhagavat, Dhanavat. One who has Dhanavan, Gunavan, like that. Trivan. Trigunavan is Trivat in vocative. No? Atrivat means one who is free from Trigunas. Oh, Triguna Rahitaha, I told the meaning, no? The last class I said, Triguna Rahitam. So, Atrivan means what? O Lord, Agne, O Forerunner of the universe, the one who is free from these Trigunas, Atrivan. Manasa Grinanaha. Manasa, mentally, no, Grinanaha means holding, no, grasping. But Manasa Grinanaha means dwelling on, okay, mentally dwelling upon. Or contemplating on. Agne Atrivan Manasa Grinanaha Smaha means what? We meditate upon you. Okay, we contemplate upon you, we dwell upon you. Manasa Gnanaha means we are you know, holding you in our minds means what? We are meditating upon you, we are contemplating upon you. Manasa Gnanaha, oh, Agne Atrivate Manasa Gnanaha, we meditate upon you. Another word is Atrivatna, Atri Rishihi. The two meanings are given by the Acharya here. Atrihi is Atri Maharishi, one of the great Maharishis. And then he is known for his meditation. No, never was his mind away from Bhagavan. Never was his mind away from Bhagavan. So Atri Vat, like the Atri Maharishi. So you have to give two meanings, okay? Remember, first I tell you Trivat and Atrivat. And then why Atri Van? Because it's followed by nasal, Manasa. Atrivan, okay? When you say, oh Lord, the one who is free from Trigunas, we are always we meditate upon you. We are meditating upon you, contemplating upon you, constantly dwelling on you. That's a different thing, meaning. But we say, Atrivat, like the Atri Maharishi, who is known for his meditation, we are also meditating on you. We are not doing it. We are meditating on so many things. No, but that means what? When this prayer implies, so that may we be able to meditate upon you like the Atri Maharishi. We want to meditate upon you like Atri Maharishi. We are not able to meditate upon you like Atri Maharishi. We are very, very distracted. We are not able to understand the word meditation at all. Okay? So, we want to meditate like Atri Maharishi. Okay? Atrivat manasa gnanaha. Atrivat, Atri Maharshivat manasa gnanaha. O Lord, who are you? Durgaha, remover of all obstacles. See, every word is highly implying, highly revealing, highly expressive. Atrivat, like Atri Maharshi, we also may meditate upon you, or may we meditate on you. Therefore, what you should do now? Asmakam tanunam avita bhava. Asmakam our. Okay? Asmakam is our, where you are, our. Tanunam bodies, of our bodies. Okay? Our bodies. Avita means protector. O Lord, may you be the protector of our bodies. So, literally it means bodies. It means what? May you be the protector of our physical and, you know, okay? May you be the protector of our bodies means may you bless us with good health. So, we meditate upon you like the Atri Maharishi. Okay, and may we be able to meditate upon you like Atri Maharishi, and may you be the protector of our bodies. Tanu asmakam tanunam avita bhava. See, we are asking Bhagavan, we just want him, we order him here. May you be the protector of our bodies. Avita bhava asmakam tanunam avita bhava. Avita means protector. That means that may you protect our bodies. So that means may you bless us with good physical health and also emotional well-being. We have to ask for this.
Sorry, I missed
the word. Yeah, I'm coming. So, avita, you take avita there, what will be there? Bodhi. Bodhi. Bodhi means be alert. That means we warn Bhagavan. Okay, we alert Bhagavan to be alertful. Okay, be alert, that means what? Don't forget. See, be alert means what? Literally, bodhi means please remember and please be alert, please don't forget, and may you protect our bodies and take care of our physical and emotional well-being. Don't forget, be alert. Really, hatyam, that's the meaning. Bodhya vita tanona all our men really know the temple mechanically, they chant. I wish they all know the meanings. See, when they know the meanings and they can be with the meanings, then the mantra becomes effective. There's a problem with, if for all the mantras, so much of mantras being chanted in all the temples by this Vaidika, the people, the so-called priests, not proper Vaidikas, so-called priests, I wish they know the meanings, then the mantra will be more effective. They mechanically chant. Mechanically they chant. They don't know the meanings. Because they have to be studied, you know. Veda means they have to study. They can't have, who will teach them? They have to study, sit and study the Shayana Bhashyam. And sit and study the Vaidya and Swami's explanations. No, they can't find the meanings otherwise. Bodhi. Bodhi. No, bodhi you, means be alert and be, don't remember, forget. Please remember to take care of our health. So, avi asmakam tanunam avita bhava bodhi. Is it clear now? You have to spit the word bodhi. See, if you know a little bit of Sanskritam, you'll enjoy it. Bodhi. Bodhi avita bodhyavita. The end sandhi has come here. Bodhi avita. So, how would you say agne atrivant? Agne atrivat manasa gnanaha, one word, or agne atrivat atri maharshivat manasa gnanaha asmakam tanunam avita bhava bodhi asmakam tanunam avita bhava. Be alert, okay, in protecting our bodies, in remaining as a protector of our bodies. Bodhyavita tanunam. See, in Sanskrit language you can say, may you be the protector of our bodies. Okay, we protect our bodies. We protect our health. Bless us with good health. This is what we ask. See, why we ask protection? There's difference now. May you be the protector of our bodies means, because ye Bhagavan is manifest as the order. Understand? That is why only the act of praying can correct the disorder within the realm of order, thereby we can be taken care of. Understand? The act of praying has to cause some pressure that the disorder gets corrected and the order falls in its place.
So it's like tuning an instrument to
order. Yeah. Really. It is not. The act of praying really corrects the disorder. Because the prayer being an action that produces certain amount of pressure, that works in such a way that the disorder gets corrected. Or disorder, even in the long, even if suffering is there, that is the praying for something, nothing wrong. May you be the protector of our bodies. Be alert. That means what? Don't forget. You make your prayer more and more emphatic.
Agne atrivan manasa grinano svakam bodhyavita tanunam. Agne atrivan manasa tanno durgif prachodayat. Om shanti shanti shantihi.
Om shanti shanti shanti.